We must understand and end the human rights disaster that is occurring in occupied Palestine, and one way we can do that is by listening to voices that we would never hear otherwise. To hear Palestinian voices that go unheard in the corporate and state media, tune into this radio station every week. This is Kristen S. reporting from occupied Palestine. This week in Palestine, with Israeli occupation forces continuing targeted assassinations and the Israeli government backing out on every known deal, and with Condoleezza Rice screaming, I heard political conversations in the streets of Ramallah, shouting matches, now that's the sound of democracy, as if something new had happened since the election, and the U.S. directive to freedom and democracy, American style. One wonders where fantasy became reality. The American administration is fully involved in the dissembling campaign, which suggests Palestinians were caught up in some sort of dictatorship at the hands of its own government, foregoing mention of the Israeli political, economic, and military occupation. Here to remind us today that popular protest, political debate, and democracy are not new ideas for the Palestinian population is longtime West Bank activist Hussam Jibran. So I'll just start with asking you, Hussam, what do you make of this idea that Palestinians can't tie their own shoes, let alone enjoy a democratic process?
For me, when I read this, and according also to your question, Kristen, it's clear that she knows nothing about Palestine. And this is a dangerous sign for the Secretary of the State Department, for foreign minister knows nothing about the area here. We live in democracy since at least when I was born. I'm in political debate with my friends, my father, my family, people around me. And that's remind the people in America and in Europe that we had the election in 1996 that elected President Arafat. And the election prior to that was in 1967. We had election, and it was prevented because of the Israeli occupation. They stopped the election because in 1976, those who were elected, they were pro-Palestinian issues, and Israel didn't like that. And that's why they stopped and prevented us from doing any election on the national level. But all my life, I was active in my university, in my studying, when I was in university, and every year we had election, 1991 to 1995, in the local class and organizations in my town in Bethlehem, we always had elections. So I wonder how come she's saying that she shares the debate and this is a new thing or a new atmosphere. We just want to tell President Bush that at least our election year is people tend to steal it, like what happened with him in Florida in the year when he was elected, the year 2000.
And what about the other obvious showing of democracy here in Palestine? In the West Bank, in the Gaza Strip, and inside 48, when Palestinians almost on a daily basis engage in protest against the occupation, that's an obvious sign of democracy. People rising up against an occupation that's trying to hold them down. Things like nonviolent protests, things like demonstrations against the wall, things like prisoner hunger strikes, all of the support that's behind those kinds of actions. Can you talk about some of the ways that you've seen and you've participated in people really showing really a good feeling of popular protest and the democratic process against the Israeli occupation for years and years and years?
And at least I'm going to speak about my experience. I don't remember ever that something was enforced in me. Even when I was active during the first Intifada, 1987 to 1991, we always used as a group of activists in my town to discuss things and to search for the better way to resist the occupation. And I don't think you can have that unless you have some kind of democratic education, something that you get when you are raised there by your family and the people around you. Nowadays, I'm a nonviolent activist, and we do and implement a lot of activities in West Bank against the occupation, and all our decision-making is through democratic process, and we are very successful in that. For us, democracy is not something, it's not to go to vote or to cast your ballot. In this sense, yeah, we were deprived from this right for tens of years. But democracy is something that we lived during our, all my time, at least in my life, inside with my family and in my relationships with my friends.
Thanks for clearing up those points for us. I just want to give you a chance to say anything else that you want to throw in, anything, and then we'll wrap it up.
Not about democracy. I want to send a message to the world that we are living in a crucial situation nowadays. Israel is continuing confiscating the land in Palestine and continuing building of the wall. And this is that the world is still accusing us of the side that doesn't promote peace. Bethlehem is completely ringed with settlements and with Baita's road. Most of us are not able to leave Bethlehem, and if they leave Bethlehem, they get humiliated all the way. So please just wake up the international world, let them open their eyes and to see what's really happening on the ground and the brutal occupation system that we are living under right now. We just want to get rid of the occupation. That's our message, and we need your help in that.
Thank you so much for talking to us. Hussam Jabrant. We're reporting from the Occupied West Bank and Pristina.